Smug right there on KX93.5. Alyssa hanging out with you. And I told you earlier we were going to be lucky enough to have Madam Gandhi in studio with us. And she's going to kick it off now for us with Moon in the Sky on KX93.5.
This song is called Moon in the Sky.
Madam Gandhi right there on KX93.5. That was awesome. Thank you so much. That one is called Moon in the Sky. So give us a little background information on that one.
Totally. That song is called Moon in the Sky, and I wrote it a couple of years ago here in Los Angeles when, as a New Yorker, I was driving around and seeing the moon in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was the most stunning thing, and the fact that it's so normal and no one talks about how incredible it is. And I felt very inspired by that. But then simultaneously, I was really missing someone I was dating at the time, and just felt this feeling like, wow, isn't that crazy that you can actually, you get to see the moon in the sky, which is so rare, but you can't even see your lover, and just sort of the sadness of that. And so that's what that song ended up being about.
I love that. I totally get that too, coming from the East Coast. We were talking about that earlier, how different it is being here with the, yeah, and I agree. It's crazy to see the moon during the day, which you're not used to, and how late the sun stays out. It's it's just a very different way of life, and I can totally understand that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, many New Yorkers for a while didn't come to the West Coast because they didn't know. And I think for me, when I first came out here after graduating college in 2011, I was so moved by LA. I was so moved by Southern California and the beach cities, just feeling like, wow, everyone is very connected to nature here. And we have a better appreciation out here for just being a little bit more spiritually minded, a little bit more nature minded. And that definitely inspires my music.
Yeah, I can totally feel that too. And it's funny because I feel like on the East Coast, and maybe you can agree with this, people live to work. Here, people work to live. So you really get that kind of a little more laid back feel.
Totally.
And it's interesting. It really is coming from that area.
Yes.
So I can relate 100%. And I love, I know one of your themes is yellow, and I see yellow everywhere. So tell our listeners a little bit about how yellow is for you.
I do love the color yellow. You definitely see it represented on my stage. My drums are yellow. My percussion and my mic are all yellow. My name is Kiran. My name is Kiran Gandhi, and my first name in Hindi means ray of sunlight. First ray of sunlight in the morning. And it is cool in the other languages how one word can mean such a specific thing. It's very different than English. And just as a kid, I really resonated with the sun and the colors of the sun and the warmth of the sun. It's definitely why I love living in Southern California as opposed to the East Coast. And I think yellow is vibrant. It's life-giving. It's positive. It's joyful. It's hopeful. It's about sharing new information and kind of seeking out the light and being positive. And I think one of the best pieces of feedback that I've gotten in my work, and not only in my music, but in my feminist activism and my gender liberation activism, is, wow, your work is so positive. You know, your work is really joyful. And I think my connection to the yellow is a personal reminder to stay positive and stay joyful.
I think a lot of people are missing that nowadays. And it's something to keep in mind. And your talks are inspiring. I watched your TED Talk, and I know you go and do a lot of those. Did you want to talk a little bit about that? You want to go into it?
Yeah, totally. I was so excited to give a TED Talk last year in Canada at one of their satellite events. And I spoke about how, you know, my work had been in diversity and inclusion for so long, you know, just thinking about these issues of liberation and combating oppression. But yet the very choice of being a musician by nature is excluding folks who are hard of hearing and folks in the deaf community. And it was not until someone had pointed that out a couple years ago at my show, when they were sitting on the subwoofer, and I was like, why are you sitting on the subwoofer? And then their friend explained to me that the best way that they're able to enjoy the music is feeling the sub. And I was like, oh my gosh, how have I never realized that as a musician and the message might not reach a certain community? So the TED Talk, I performed two of my songs, one of which I'll perform today, called Bad Habits. And I had an ASL sign language interpreter interpret not only my speech, but the music itself and the musicality. So you see her in the TED Talk, like literally imitating the synth lines, the vocal lines, the percussion lines, and she's designed her own language to bring out musical qualities so that someone who is hard of hearing can listen. And I think the main message from the TED Talk, beyond just music, is even with our best intentions, it's really important to always ask, who might we be excluding? Whose oppression might we inadvertently be contributing to? And being really self-aware and constantly asking that question.
I think it's something that people need to remember and remind ourselves, because we might just do little things every day that we don't realize. And something as simple as music. And I noticed it at a show I went to recently that there was an interpreter there and someone sitting. And it was cool to me to see that they got to experience what, you know, we might take advantage of and not realize.
Exactly. And I think even moreover, it's cool that you mentioned, like, you were excited to see an ASL sign language interpreter. And I think for me, when I noticed more folks who are hard of hearing coming to shows because of the ASL interpreter there, I was like, wow, what else are we missing? Like, what else are we not even realizing? And sometimes we assume the worst of intention, but most folks on various issues just aren't educated. And so there should be this sort of mutual thirst we should have as a community and as people to always want to learn and sort of understand from each other's experiences, and so that we can, so we can be better, so we can be our best selves.
Yeah, I totally agree with that 100%, because I feel like if we're giving back and making others feel included, that makes us feel better as people as well.
My mom literally told me that like 2 days on the phone. She's like, the irony of the whole thing is that when you give good energy to somebody, it actually just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's such a great point.
It really is. So I know you got another song planned for us. I'm excited. So what song are you going to play next? Tell us a little bit about it.
In the spirit of my love for yellow, this song is called Yellow Sea.
Was Yellow Sea, Madam Gandhi on KX93.5. Now, we've been playing that one for a while. That's probably one of my favorites of yours. So it's kind of cool to see you play it live. So thank you for that one.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell us, like, I'm curious, how did you get into drums?
I will be happy to tell you that. I grew up in New York City. I was super passionate about music. And I was always forced to play the piano, I guess, like two fairly traditional Indian parents. That's sort of like the default lesson. And it was just pretty boring week to week. I felt it was like I would never learn the songs right, and the teacher would get mad, and it was just not fun. But I remember when I went to a summer camp that was like for sports another summer, I saw the drums in a corner of the theater cabin, and I just started playing them when no one was around. Everyone was out at the lake. And the maintenance man who was working in the theater cabin at the time, he started approaching me, and I thought he was going to kick me out and like send me back to the lake.
Yeah.
But he ended up being a drummer. And so he just took me under his wing for that summer and would just show me stuff every single day. And I just got totally addicted to it. And I came back to New York and show my family, like, listen, I learned how to play the drums this summer. I'm obsessed. It's my thing. I found my life calling. Yeah. And you know what? My family was super, super encouraging, super inspiring.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I've been playing ever since I was young. It's been about almost 20 years now of drumming, which is a crazy thing to say. And then that song, Yellow Sea, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, I love the color yellow. I love being in the rays of the sun, and my name means rays of sunlight. And I think it's just important for us to acknowledge whatever it is that gives us joy, whatever it is that centers us, whatever it is that allows us to be our best self, so that we can serve others. And so Yellow Sea is a kind of a personal reminder, like, after a breakup or after something bad or after you may not have been the best version of yourself, how do you bring yourself back to that grounded state so that you can be good again?
I love that. That really, and I can totally get that, because this past year for me, just sharing on my end, has been a rough year. So this transition, especially coming out here, was almost needed, cathartic almost, you know, a fresh start. And I think that's something that when you find something you love, which I never thought I'd be sitting here with you today, honestly, because for a while there, this was just part-time for me. So I got the opportunity to live my dream too. And I get that. When you do, it changes your whole life and it makes everything brighter and better. And it's amazing. It's
totally
different.
And honestly, I think it's just so clear when two people who really are excited to be somewhere, the quality of that interaction is so much higher.
Yeah.
When one person doesn't want to be there, it brings the energy down, and it's just a bummer. And so I've sort of, even for myself, if I know that I don't really want to go somewhere, I actually think it's more responsible for me to say, hey, I'm not really feeling it. I don't want to come today because I'm not going to bring my best self, instead of coming and then being salty or moody or a bad attitude. And then it's a subpar experience. So I've always felt it's important for us to live according to our truth as much as possible.
I love that. And it's true, because you can, something as simple as, you know, just not even giving the right look can make somebody's day completely change. And I think we don't always say what we really mean or feel. And we kind of just put on this facade that we want to be what everybody else wants to see us as, instead of just being like, hey, this is me.
Yeah.
And I think if more people were like that, it would be a different place.
I totally agree. I think it would be really cool if it was more societally acceptable to be like, hey, I actually don't really want to do this because of X, Y, and Z reason, and being really honest.
Yeah. I think that would make relationships more richer too.
Yeah, so true.
if people actually talk to each other.
So true.
But how would people get your music, support you and all of your causes and everything? Spread it, girl.
Oh, thank you. My artist name is Madame Gandhi, M-A-D-A-M-E, last name Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I. And I share most of my work on my Instagram. It's where I post moments from my talks as well as clips from my music. And then my YouTube and my Facebook and my Twitter are, of course, all there, Madame Gandhi. And my favorite place for my audience to listen to my music is on Spotify, because I think it's really powerful that even though all of the tech companies have sort of taken over the music industry, that at least Spotify is quite intentional about giving the data on the back end back to the artists. And I find that as an independent artist, a very useful tool. We plan tours that way. We market to our audience that way. We shape playlists that way. So if you're listening on air, keep listening on Spotify.
Awesome. Well, that is great. I know you got one more song for us, and we're going to round it out today. And I thank you so much for coming. This has been an amazing interview, and I'm glad that you're here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the last song, and we'll let you play it.
Thanks for this beautiful interview in sunny Laguna Beach, Alyssa. I appreciate it. I'm Madame Gandhi. This last song is called Bad Habits, and it's about being the best version of yourself. Oh, the shot.
Got to go. All my bad habits, I got.